Hello, hello everybody, and welcome to this week's session on the Daimo Meridian. So you work with transforming sadness and overexcitement into their healthy roles. And these two sometimes have an interesting interplay. We sometimes wonder why these two overlap in this way. And from a Chinese medicine sense, it's that the heart is actually meant to process both of them simultaneously. And in doing so, gives rise to a sense of compassion, the capacity to be with suffering. I'm just going to move one thing over here. Still getting things organized after I did a really big office clean the other day. It doesn't likely look all that different in the background, but other things behind the scenes that were hidden away have finally been defragged in many ways. And as I notice what I want set up for these sessions that I like to have easily visible, I just noticed I had one thing blocked there. So as I've got that all organized now, I invite us to settle in by means of breathing, making your way to a nice, quiet, cozy place if you haven't already. And as you land and breathe here, every inhale, an opportunity to call in. To receive. To drink in life. Every exhale, an opportunity to release. To let go. To make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. Any part of that feels pleasant, to the very least neutral, taking a moment to savor it, to mindfully receive it, to reorient your nervous system for a moment to what's working actually really, really well, what feels good in this moment. And on that note, I'm going to invite you to actually look for just a little bit more to take in and receive. Looking either outwardly or inwardly, taking time to scan and see what's here that's pleasant, to the very least neutral. And as you land on that thing, noticing what it is you like the most about it in this moment, even if it's something that you've gone to many times before, invitation to greet it with fresh eyes. What is it in your environment that's working really well for you, externally or internally? And as you drink that all in, invitation to breathe it in a way that you can take in maybe even just 1% more in. And as you drink that in, I invite you to notice what happens inside of you. How does your body seem to respond to receiving this nourishment? And if any part of that feels pleasant and neutral, taking time to drink that in, right along with everything else. Taking in all the good things. And in a way, as we reorient to what it means to be in this state of ease or potentially even joy, bliss, wherever you may be, I invite you to take a moment to really embrace what it is you've just offered yourself. And thank you for being here. Thank you for drinking that in, for embracing that all. And thank you for being so mindful about drinking this in a way that nourishes you along with your body. In a way, I think of the body as being something that we inherit through multiple generations. And as we drink this in a way that mindfully our body can receive, it actually becomes a form of even honoring those that have come before us. So thank you. Thank you to your family. Thank you to your families. Thank you to your ancestors, your lineages, to all of those that have come before you. And thank you to those that may not be family by blood, but by your sense of those that support you the most richly. Perhaps you have a sense of family that's derived from multiple avenues. As I call it, your village. Thank you to your village. And the deepest of thank yous and gratitude to those that have caretaken and stewarded this land across the decades, the millennia, however long we've been purported to be here. Thank you to all of those that have come before to have done just that in a way that's left us capacity to receive its nourishment still. To live on with it, supporting us and our families alike. Thank you for showing up with all that you come to the table with, just as you are. It's really welcome, all of you. Thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your journey today. And as we start off with, we're actually going to run lymphatic circulation, which cleans out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. We're doing that for the head, brain, skull alike, as well as all the way down the spinal column. And this is where our cerebrospinal fluid also flows. And much like CSF, while the lymph system is more so, I should say, its job is being replicated by the CSF in these arenas of skull and spine. And as we help this to flow and move and groove in all the good ways, cleaning out toxins, gunk, waste, along with low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. We're also cleaning out any excess layers of first worry and then sadness. I see the worry and the sadness as actually almost keeping each other like in lockstep. They came up together. So there wasn't just sadness, there was worry about the sadness being there. Yeah, there wasn't just worry, there was sadness about the worry being there. So they're both fairly intertwined. It reminds me of a little of that symbol, the caduceus staff, which is that snakes intertwining two of them on either side of often a sword or the like, a staff of some sorts. And although that symbol has been used by very many different folks over very different many purposes, ultimately, I'm going to think of it in the general sense of offering the essence of healing, the essence of really deep core healing from the central channel of our Sushumna, the central channel of our spinal column and cord, the deepest of healing from the inside out as it's meant to embody. And as we support the body mind in reclaiming its capacity to deeply heal, to deeply feel what's wounded, to deeply navigate that, bringing in circulation of all the healing resources through again skull and spine, and that area where the cerebrospinal fluid and lymph flow, including blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, again, lymph that drains, again, those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness. Right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, and help most of our body mind to heal, and in particular, our nervous and our immune system. Then working with balancing yin and yang, feminine and masculine, and making sure that they're flowing and circulating through the system. And interestingly enough, we also need to circulate the element of water as it governs our, well, deep core things, but also our nervous system in general. And also circulating through here. Hydration, helping the cells to take in water and dry and release any impurities. And as we get this all moving and grooving and resourced in its own way, we're particularly bringing in those circulation of all those healing resources through now to the very back of the heart, as well as into the back of the womb space, but on the higher, like on the top of the womb space, as well as through lumbar 2, lumbar 3 region, that pilot light, that Ming Men region. Okay, and as we work with bringing in the healing resources through here, I see them as making space and bringing in room for you. And as it does so, it's cleaning out excess lymph through, in particular, the back of the heart and lungs, making even more space for this chest to expand and be here. And then in the stuff in the lower body, releasing adhesions, releasing connective tissue entanglements that have been quite complicated. I can't quite put it into words, but there's a number of different twists and turns and torques. So as it unwinds in a somewhat complicated manner, it's actually linking into when you were quite young, ages 0 to 2, and times in which you may have even been like joyfully kicking and playing with your legs and your feet, but something in the environment was dark and dampened the mood on that. There was a sense of joy wasn't welcome here. And that's the underlying belief system that we're going to also be unwinding through that connective tissue as it all unfurls. That there is no place for joy here. There's no place for joy here. And as we unwind that through the back body, making room for just that, making room for joy again, running the permissions of it's welcome again, it's welcome. And as the body mind welcomes that all, going up to the area behind the heart now and linking it to the area behind the womb space and letting these two come together in a way that provides support and the sense of healthy connection. And then we're linking that into the 11th house, the house of friendship, the house of group connections. Also, the house where the gallbladder hangs out and it invites in new actions, catalyzing new changes, and bringing in here the natural planetary energy of Uranus, which creates, well, a sense of unique vision, originality, and creativity alike here. And as we infuse healthy connections with all of those qualities that Uranus brings to the table, originality and vision and creativity, I hear the words like, how much fun can it be now? Like, how much fun can it be to be with others, to connect, to be social, to invite in more play in those settings? even if it's a more serious type of like work or professional setting, still being able to navigate it with some sense of lightness and joy and ease that may not have been so accessible before. And as we do so, releasing the consciousness of excess seriousness or taking ourselves too seriously from, again, the areas of the behind the heart and behind the womb space, as well as now behind the, or well, around the Ming Men, which is naturally in the back body. Okay, and as that comes off, I had a total John moment there where I wiped my nose. Flashing to him all the times he's been on video doing this. And as we work with it, connecting it now to the consciousness of holding a vision of potentially whatever it is you're stepping into. And this might correlate with those things that we reorient ourselves often towards a new year, or it might be something different. But bringing in visions of whatever it is you wish to cultivate in those arenas of lightness, of playfulness, of easefulness, as it particularly relates to groups and people and friendships. And bringing in here the permission statement of how good can this feel now? How good can this feel now? As we do so, releasing shame from, again, the back body behind the womb space, as well as that Ming Men area around lumbar two, lumbar three, that's where that hangs out. And as that releases from here, I actually see for the first time ever the Dai Mo beginning to actually pulse with the breath. So every inhale, it can now actually expand, and every exhale, it naturally contracts. And I see it pulsing with new energy, with new awareness, and with new vitality. It's becoming alive and dynamic again. And as it does so, it cultivates a sense of both strength, power, as well as resiliency. And it's bringing with it the consciousness of steadfastness and stability. Perhaps it's easier to quote unquote hold one's ground when we're not so warranting control, but we're lightly entering situations, we're playfully entering situations. And as we work with this, we're now unhooking the consciousness of both control as well as wanting to be controlled from the regular breathing diaphragm. And actually, I'm going to amend my words. It's not quite the consciousness of, it's actually a bundle of belief systems around, again, that theme of control slash wanting to be controlled. And there's a fair amount of protection built up here within the, and by fair amount, I'm referring to the essence, the energy of, a protection that's in here, regardless of however much might physically be here, it's stored in the adipose tissue, it's stored in the fat cells. So even if you carry, very little fats in this area, we are still working with the same amount of protection. So as we unhook the essence of needing to protect it in this way now, that the need to be controlled has settled some. We're linking this into house 12, house of endings, releasing, surrendering, also house of the liver meridian. And here we're bringing in now the two planets of Jupiter and Neptune that also hang out here to actually cultivate the capacity for this area above the diet, or pardon me, in the area just above the liver, around the diaphragm, to embrace. Well, from Jupiter's growth and expansion, its connections to all things philosophy, spirituality, the esoteric, the metaphysical, as well as Neptune's inspiration and spontaneity. I see this as coming together in a way that allows for your body mind to open up, to be held by, as the expression goes, and I don't know if your parents ever used this expression with you, but mine often threw out the words, by the grace of God. By the grace of God. And it was usually in a moment of frustration and shame, was also usually attached to it. There's usually a finger wagging going on with that one in our household, maybe not in your household. But that's where we're actually bringing in that consciousness, but we're actually going to tease apart from it any of those layers that you may have had instilled with you with that expression by the grace of God of frustration or shame or anything else to reconnect to the healthy essence of to what it means to be held in the grace of that which is eternal. Pick your word, whatever that might be, God, universe, spirit, etc. And as we work with that all, as we work with what it means to be held by the grace of God, by the grace of spirits, by the grace of that which is eternal, by grace itself, I see the need for control and the desire, potentially even to want to be controlled, settling down in a way that also no longer requires protection as you're held contained by something seemingly greater than yourself. And as we connect to it, perhaps we begin to also make inroads into the understanding of potentially what we're held by may also just be another extension of us, perhaps. And here we're working with expanding the Wei Qi, that natural energy layer that surrounds our entire external body, that protects, that communicates, and synthesizes. And as we expand it through all of its frequencies, its vibrations of the physical, the emotional, the climactic, the psychic, releasing any layers potentially of sadness, as well as confusion here as well, unhealthy worry. Or pathological worry, we may call that. And as that releases through here, it's also bringing in that essence of clear skies ahead. And I believe we touched in on that last week as well. And that essence, that consciousness of having a clear sky, of having clarity, ripples through again the skull, the spine. And now I actually see all the skull bones and all the vertebrae of the spine alike begin to slowly expand on every inhale, contract on every exhale, bringing them alive with dynamism, with vitality, with movement, with breath, with breath. So I invite you to breathe and let the system really deepen into what it means to be held by the essence of breath, which in many varying different modalities is also correlated to the energy of spirit, of God, of universe, of that which is eternal. And as we breathe that in, as we deeply, richly receive that all through the essence of where air gets to go, which is everywhere. Circulating the essence of air itself to release any stagnation through the intellect that may be holding on or holding you in place with any rigid belief systems around how this should be, how this should work. And as our release is unwinding, to get to actually experience what it might work, pardon me, of how it might work if you weren't the one in charge, if you weren't the one having to hang on and control or be controlled. And that even means having to breathe. I mean, we haven't noticed, the breath is the only function in the body that allows for us to take over. But if we stop doing it consciously, the system will keep breathing all on its own. It's the only physiological function that can do that. And here we have a clue. We have a clue to the capacity of surrender that can be here, that the breath can hold for us. And we're linking that all into house six, house of being in practical service and health to our body minds. Excuse me again. Here in the energy of the sixth house, the house of intellect, awareness, discernment, also brings in the essence of curiosity. I'm going to invite you to actually breathe in the essence of curiosity. How curious can I be here? And as we offer the essence of curiosity, we're going to link it up to all things left brain so we can take the pressure off of having to figure something out or having to navigate the varying layers of worry, second guessing, doubting that often play out here. And instead bringing in curiosity, along with the consciousness of wonder, the consciousness of imagination, and the consciousness of awe. As we reorient the left brain to curiosity, wonder, imagination, and awe, I'm seeing various images of things that hold wonder and awe and curiosity alike for me at times that are also playful. Things like Cirque du Soleil. So feel free to head on YouTube and Google anything else that may cultivate wonder and awe for you afterwards to supportively integrate some of this at any time in our next week. Consider that a little optional homework if you feel the pull. Lean into it as much or as little as you like. And wonder and awe might be not Cirque du Soleil, it could be a magic show or anything else that brings in light play, wonder, awe, curiosity, imagination for you. And as soon as I offer that, I hear this, stop all this merriment. And that sort of essence of desiring to stop this joy and, you know, get a handle on life again is held in the area from the back of the skull all the way down through the back of the shoulder, down through the arm, and into both the lung and the heart meridians. And I see it on both sides of the, coming off of both sides, but bilaterally. And as we release that pattern of stop this merriment, we can't have this here, we're also releasing with it all the sadness that went with having to deprive yourself of what was rightfully joyous, lightfully carried, what was wonderfully in awe, what was creative and imaginative, because you were told to. As a kid, as a little one, you were told to take life more seriously, to grow up. And as we release those needs for that shutdown of seriousness, the shutdown that seriousness brings out of the fearfulness of the adult, the caregiver, those who are often older than us, not understanding what it's like to be in connection still to that lightness, that joy, that wonder. With it, we're releasing the pain of being misunderstood for being in joy. And releasing that primarily from where the skull joins the spine, as well as from on either side, just around the ear, the part of the skull that lives around just the ear there. And there's a little bit even into now the back of the eye where the optic nerve hangs out, as well as in the inner corner of the eye where bladder one hangs out. It helps us to see the present moment with clarity. And think of this as just releasing a little bit of like cloudiness that you could just like blow away with that breath of yours. And as that flows away, releasing any veils of cloudiness, of fogginess, that may have been making things more challenging to be seen for the lightness that they actually really are. And with it, releasing the need to be dutiful by hanging on to your parents' vision of life. And bringing in healthy Uranus energy here to, again, both bladder one points. So you can connect to your original vision, your creative vision, your own independent originality, independent of anybody else's visions, and hold it for your own self now. And with that, at the same time as all of that, going into, again, that area where the skull joins the spine and bringing in circulation of all those healing resources that I mentioned earlier to strengthen the muscles that anchor in here. And supportively allow for the head to be held up high. And running that as a permissions. Close to those wordings. The words are here. It's safe to hold my head up in pride and in dignity. And with that, cultivating the consciousness of respect. And as that head gets held up more readily, more easily, it opens up the heart space even more. creating another upward spiral. And as the heart space opens up through front and back body alike, there is a new superhighway of connection between all things head and heart. And I see any excess phlegm that might have been carrying the sense of fogginess or cloudiness or the sense of disorientation begins to wash away through the various lymph nodes in the head and the neck. And with it comes even more clarity, and again that essence of clear skies ahead. And on that note, the sun came out just a moment ago, so how cool is that? Well, came out here, I don't know about where you guys are. I could feel it warming my face as we were getting into this part here. And as we work with this, it actually calms down any essences of having the Shen or the spirit of the heart feel aggravated, disturbed, which can make us feel restless, unwell, insomnia can be connected with that. We might get a sense of feeling mentally off balance. We might even have a sense of talking in a way that isn't quite accurate or truthful to ourselves. It can be that essence of like talking not quite gibberish, but it can go to that extreme, but talking in a way that's just less clear than you'd like it to be. And at the same time as all of that, we're actually going to link in the tongue to the heart so that speech clearly can come from that which you carry and hold of most precious value at the core of your being, at the core of your heart, gets to be expressed. Whether that be verbal or nonverbal, they estimate 93% of all of our expression is nonverbal. And here we're in a tap. I invite you all to breathe and receive by means of clearly breathing. By means of breathing in clarity. If it feels right to you, you can even imagine just breathing in clarity, breathing in the essence of clearness. All the way through head, spine, heart, and anywhere else that feels right. And giving that one more breath and letting that all settle now. Next up, we're working with the essence of shock. Okay, that's coming in through the base of the neck, governing vessel 14 area around C7 vertebrae, as well as in through the, like not just in the back, but also in the front. So the front and the back of the neck of leg alike. Unresolved shock. And in the back body, the space between heart and neck is also carrying the essence of feeling deserted in no man's land or abandoned. And the essence of shock from that all being carried just at the top of it has also within it the belief system of how could you? How could you? So quite strong feelings of hurt. and with it a little bit of rage and wanting to like throttle, wanting to reach out and strangle. And the desire of wanting to like reach out and strangle and throttle is also stored in the daimyo meridian alike. And within the daimyo, it's carrying the essence of I can justify this use of anger. So as we work with this, we're gonna also look at that pattern of wanting to justify the use of anger or feel right or righteously angry. And relating to that, the angry type of depression, you know, when you're depressed and also pissed off about it, that anger, in which we usually gravitate towards because anger feels more powerful than sadness does. So it's a way of coping with the sadness in a way. And for that righteous anger in the Daimyo meridian, running a Shichi on it. And it's going to continue for the next 3 days. Bringing in circulation of all the healing resources that we mentioned earlier, followed by a D or defrag, much like a computer defrag or spring clean, taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here, and what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And as it works, it's also going to simultaneously clear out both rejection and the fear of risking future rejection and the fear of just simply rejection itself. Okay, all of that coming off of primarily the space between neck and heart and the back body. And coated over top of that we're gonna unhook first, is hypervigilance, the need to always be on guard, to look out, to be careful, cautious. And within that, the belief system of I have to micromanage. And also related to this, I have to micromanage joy, which usually turns it into more of an anxious feeling or an area where we end up getting into the arenas of overexcitement rather than calm, still joy. And also from this area, the Rogeria, unhooking the idea or the belief system. I always have to be like 3 steps, 4 steps, 5 steps, 27 steps ahead. Having to always be ahead, having to see ahead, having to think ahead, having to plan ahead. All the essence of having to work ahead. And although preparation and foresight are great things, if we feel like we're going into massive or even just small amounts of anxiety with that all, becomes less supportive to the system. So we're just balancing out the tension around that all. Not that planning ahead or having foresight isn't a bad isn't a good thing. It is very much a good thing. As always, too much, not always so healthy. So as it unwinds here, we're gonna simultaneously unhook it off of those first few thoracic vertebrae, like thoracic 1 through 4. And then, if you could imagine just that area at the top of the thoracic spine and giving it its own little mini body talk session, we're going to run all 17 reciprocals that support alignment physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually through here. We're going to unwind the erector spinae muscles that run on either side of it. And I see those erector spinae muscles that have been supporting the posture of these vertebrae, acting almost like little like guards. And we're just letting them know like it's actually safe to put your guard down now. And then those sentries, they breathe a big sigh of relief. They're like, oh, finally we get a break. Whew. They sit down, they take a load off. We're gonna run hydration here, give them a drink of water. And we're gonna bring in a few things, starting with earth elements. We're bringing in earth elements and wood element to support the muscles through here and the general tissue through here. And we're running the permissions of you don't have to work so hard anymore. You get to pause and rest. You don't have to work so hard anymore. There might be times where you do need to watch out, but there might be times in which you actually get to notice when you don't need to do that so much anymore. And here we're connecting them to the energetic compassion centers that hang out at the top of the chest. Beautiful. And with that, the area where we were working earlier, between the skull and spine and going down the arms, that part begins to settle. All that shock energy that was there begins to really settle down now. And this area between neck and heart and the back body begins to have more strength, more flexibility, more dynamic movements, more resiliency here again. And in essence, we're letting this area know around thoracic 1 through 4 that it gets to stop living in terror. With that, all of the grief, all the sadness from having to hold on and be hypervigilant in the ways that it was for this length of time begin to surface and get received. And we're going to link them into all four diaphragms. From there, the entire lymphatic system, then into the kidneys and the liver and the skin and the lungs. And all the organs of detoxification. I see those organs of detoxification as literally digesting it, releasing it, metabolizing it, alchemizing it. And all those areas that are beautifully supported in this way, I see all those areas as the digestion occurs, as releasing that old stuff and turning it into new life in the form of like little flower seeds, sprinkling and populating. And in those same areas where such tension was held, there gets to be new life, new flowers coming to spring forward in life from. And those areas linking metal to wood to dynamically support that. And linking this all into Lung One for integration of new beginnings. And at the same time, linking that Dai Mo Meridian in all the ways that it's become more alive and flexible and dynamic alike into those Lung One points. And in a way, somehow taking the pressure off of that stuff at the base of the throat and thoracic 1 through 4 have allowed for that Dai Mo Meridian to actually be light. It doesn't have such a burden placed down below in a way that forces it to constrict upper body and lower body. It doesn't have to manage so much. It actually gets to be open and keep things open and dynamically flowing all the way through upper and lower body now. And with that, I just hear it go, the body gets to be one now. And linking to that, the permission statement, my body is one. My body is one. And I should include in that the context of my understanding of the body and the mind as being truly inseparable. I don't see any difference between them anymore. And honestly, it's hard to even see it through that lens. And when I say body, I really also mean body mind. So mind is body, body is mind, and it's at one, it's at oneness. Or not two-ness, as the Advaita Vedanta scholar in me wants to also offer. And here, circulating lymph. With the essence of Shanti, or peace. And as the lymph circulates, primarily through the gallbladder meridian, the side body is where I'm seeing it flow. Bringing in, as the side body offers, stability, and also bringing in the capacity to catalyze choices, decisions, new steps forward, new actions, newness in its own way. Again, what is it you wish to cultivate in your friendships, in your groups, in your connections? What is it you wish to cultivate within yourself to bring to those tables of connections? And how much more peace may be available now to offer that, that may not have been as readily, tangibly there. We're going to tap this part out here. So again, invitation to breathe and receive. Beautiful. Okay, now we're heading into the left kidney, which is the feminine kidney. We're heading into the maternal line. And there's the essence here of having to do things just so, just right, or else. And the consequences don't seem small. It feels like survival is at stake when that or else. And here we're actually unhooking the consciousness of foolishness and being judged as being foolish or feeling foolish. For not having overthought, overanalyzed, over, thought about the 25 steps ahead of time, been overprepared. And any underlying shame for having been, as the expression goes, been caught with your pants down. Okay, and the other side of that, of course, being almost OCD about being cautious about everything. And as we release these two sides of the same coin simultaneously, it's actually bringing in the consciousness, the underlying consciousness of what it means to have healthy, individual, independent of anybody else in the family lines, value. Or put another way, regenerating healthy self-value through the kidney. And as we do so, looking at that habit pattern of using criticism, and women in particular respond to this, which is why we use it on each other, especially in the family lines, being overly critical and the impact of that on self-esteem. Or quite frankly, any level of criticism, overly or not, and having the impact of that chip away in small and big ways at the self-esteem. And that pattern becoming something that was handed down through the generations because it seemed like an effective tool for managing in the moment to get our needs met in the moment when nothing else seemed available. So here we're bringing in circulation of all those same healing resources yet again through the left kidney. We're going to run another defrag on this particular pattern. And this is actually working for the next 7 days until we meet again. And as it works through that left kidney, we're also working with it to connect all the way up through the back of the neck, in particular C345, which nerves innervate the diaphragm, our area of control and emotional processing. And as those unwind through these nerves, also bringing in a connection up to governing vessel 20 point to resolve this particular habit pattern from having to be something that we use routinely as a means of control with other women or with men for that matter. Doesn't work very well as well in men, and they tend to not as readily put up with that. They'll just remove themselves from the situation or leave or something along those lines. And very, very broad brushstrokes on the men-women thing. The yin-yang has an interesting way of sorting itself out regardless of whatever gender we happen to be in. So thinking more so whenever I say women and men is more the masculine, feminine words. As you know, I tend to use those fairly interchangeable. And as we work with this all at the same time, linking into house five, house of creativity and play, house of pleasure, house of inner child, house of social activity. And then balancing that to house 10, house of career, achievement, recognition, self-expression, and finding room for both play and for work, for creativity as well as this expression. As we balance the expression of all things creative, linking that to your entire front body, conception vessel meridian in the midline, and your entire back body, governing vessel meridian in the primary masculine, and then the daimo meridian respectively. And I see the daimo is being held now by all things feminine and all things masculine through front and back body alike. And I see it actually just really held in the tenderness and the love and the embrace without the need to be micromanaged, without the need to do anything other than be received. And I wonder if we can even just play with that in our own body minds for a moment. What is it like for just this moment to let everything else go and just be received? Linking this to the essences of courage and vulnerability to open up in those ways and to again be held and supported by that which is greater than, seemingly greater than you, might be an extension of you, that which is eternal, God, universe, spirit, etc., however you may think of all those concepts, whatever your relationships and experiences might be within them all valuable, all welcome here. And as doing so, having this act of setting everything else down be an opportunity to surrender to the deepest self-value that may be available as you open to receive. Linking that all into the Hara, center of vitality, that hangs out just below the navel. Also known as the lower dantian, has many names. And that energy can pulse and also vibrate and come alive now that it's no longer as stifled, strangled by the daimo meridian. And letting that vitality rise and flow as it naturally does down the body and up towards the heart in both directions simultaneously. And as this vitality flows and meets the heart in turn can expand it and amplifies it as the heart naturally does. Its heart energy field is 60 to 100 times bigger than any other energy field. So in a way now, the whole entire body gets cocooned in the vitality of the Hara, the lower dantian. And as this energy grows and expands, cocooning all of you in an energy field big enough to contain the Wei Qi, the aura, and every energy body known and unknown alike. As you're held in the grace of this energy, breathing and receiving as we tap this out here. Giving that another round of slow, deep breath. As we integrate this all by linking in cortices and balancing the two halves of all three brains, head, gut, and heart, to your entire body mind. As you run the permissions, this body mind gets to be safe. Pardon me, this body mind is safe. This body mind is safe now. This body mind is safe now. Linking that to the skull, the spine, and to any other areas that may feel just a little lacking in safety, potentially the heart, the Ming Men, and any other areas that we touched in on, the diaphragm. Linking it all into the navel for its role in centeredness, the role in connection, and all the way down to kidney 1 points in the bottom of the soles of the feet that hang out roughly right in the center, connecting us to Mama Earth, and to be held. I had a dog's eye on that one, that's why I smiled there. Finally, I got there, apparently, was the wording that I heard in that little dog's eye. Excuse me. Connecting us to Mama Earth, to Pachamama. And as we drink her energy in, also connecting the crown of the skull into the celestial forces, into the forces that are opposite of gravitational, that actually elevates to the sun, the scar. The sky, the stars, the moon, and the planets. And I just see the rotation, the orbits, the various different planets playing out as they do, not just externally, but also internally in the brain, restoring healthy movements, healthy alignments with all the various different brain parts. In particular, through that limbic or that emotional brain. I'm running the permissions of, I am not stuck here. I am not stuck here. I'm not trapped here, is the second related permissions. And the third, to marry that all, is I can flow here now. I get to flow here now. I can flow here now. And tapping this all in, invitation to breathe and receive. And as you land softly here, I am drawn to play the song Hara by Jean du Voyage from the album Mantra. It's about 3 minutes long. I invite you to breathe and receive just as you are. And if it feels right, you can even call in that resource that you found at the beginning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling this medicine in. And thank you for all that you brought to the table, that you all bring to the table. Thank you for all of you. My biggest, deepest love to you all as you continue to move forward in this new year. Continued blessings. Mwah. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And you're most welcome to all of you in the chat feature. Thank you so much for being here. And I look forward to meeting with you guys again in a week. Bye for now, y'all. Have yourselves a fabulous, perfectly imperfect week. Bye for now. Mm-hmm.